Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program. Well, if you can hear me, you're probably hearing some wind in the background. I'm out on a nature stroll, and I just want you to know it is beautiful, absolutely beautiful out here. I want to thank God for all of his blessings. We've got a very special young lady that's going to be joining us over the air tonight. She has a situation, and we're going to not only be praying for her, but we're going to reach out this evening to see if we can find a way to help her. So I will be telling you about that momentarily. I'm trying to get back into the studio now, because we just confirmed that she would be on the air. So we had another program that we were going to bring to you this evening that all deals with our Ten Commandments series, which we will continue to do. It's just that in this segment, we're going to talk about the Ten Commandments, but I want to spend some time on the Ten Commandments with not the first four, that's man's relationship to God. And then I want to, we've established that. But tonight I want to place emphasis on man's relationship to man, which is the second six commandments. The first four, of course, deals with man's relationship to God. The next six deals with man's relationship to his fellow man. So we're going to invite the presence of the Holy Ghost into our message this evening. Father God, we thank you for your blessings, and we thank you for the holiday season. And we pray now that you will be with us in the midst of this programming tonight, and that other people, those who are listening, may be filled. Those who are listening will have compassion for my special guest that's coming on tonight with a certain issue. These and other blessings, we thank you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, I certainly want to start out this evening by saying that I trust that your Christmas, the holiday season for you, has been very, very nice. Very, very nice. And I hope that you got all that you dreamt of having, but more importantly, in a continuation from last week, we talked about giving, you know, exercising the art of giving. Instead of looking for ways to receive all the time, I'm going to appeal to you all and just ask that you think about giving. Think about giving to someone who's less fortunate. It could be your family that's in need. And I can assure you, in any place throughout America and the world, of course, there are places, there's someone probably right within your community that's in need of clothing, in need of shelter. In need of something, clothing, shelter, food. I mean, just the bare essentials, shoes. So placing emphasis on that throughout this year. And see, as I said in last week's program, it's not only Christmas time that people have needs. They have needs all year long. So if I can appeal to you all, to your kindness, to your generosity, please, I'm asking that you find a family or someone out there that's in need. And you don't just think about helping them during the holiday season. I mean, we're all seeming to jump on the bandwagon for the holiday season. But it's when the cameras are not rolling. That's where the real heroes show up. And that's what I'm asking you all to do. Be that hero that shows up when the cameras are not rolling. When, you know, just be kind one to another. You know, as Christ would have us to be and as Christ would have us to do. To be kind, to reach out to each other. Because you never know. You just don't know. Sometimes the only thing that separates many of us from a homeless person is one paycheck. You just never know. Anybody can lose their job. Anyone can lose their health. You know, anyone can have a setback. Life does not discriminate. People may do, but life doesn't discriminate. And God is no respecter of persons. Today you can be on top of the world. Tomorrow your world can crumble. And so no man, you've heard the saying, no man is an island. No man is an island. We can't live on this planet alone. We're created to be social beings, social beings. And that's what it's going to take, is us, each one, reaching out. And even when you've reached out and you say, well, I've been doing this all along, I encourage you, continue to do that. Please, continue to do that. Please continue to reach out, because you never know when it might be your time. You never know when it might be your family that's in need. You never know if it can be, it can fall on one of your children, your grandchildren. You just don't know. And oftentimes, one of the biggest things that we have concern for is finance. Finances sometimes, often, the lack of finances can be a very crippling situation. And that's right. And so tonight when I bring this young lady on, I want you to hear her story. I want you to hear her appeal. And, of course, I'm not asking anything for myself. She will give you a website where she's asking for your kind love offering or generosity, and that's where you'll send it to. But I do want you to hear her story. And I have decided to also make this ministry a ministry that supports. I've not asked for funding, but I'm asking for your support with the publication. It's only $5 a month, and a portion of that, I'm going to make it where at least 20% of that $5, which is a dollar, will go to various charitable concerns out here where people are looking for some type of help. Because I think we all owe it to each other, and we owe it to our Creator, the God of heaven. We owe it to Him to be our brother's keeper. Yes, we do. We owe it to our brother to be our brother's keeper. And God's going to hold us accountable for all that we do. He's going to hold us accountable. So keep that in mind. And as we do things for the sake of humanity, remember, God is going to hold each and every one of us accountable for whatever it is that we do and for whatever it is that we don't do. So I want you to keep that in mind. You're listening to your half-hour inspirational program. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and for the next 20 minutes, we're going to be bringing you this broadcast live, where we're going to be interviewing a lady that has a condition that I want her, in the interview, she will tell you about it. And so we are waiting for her to get through to our studios. We're waiting for her to get through to our studios, and she's in now. Here we are. She's on board with us now. So we're going to go ahead, and without further delay, we're going to just ask her a few questions. Her name is, ladies and gentlemen, take this opportunity to introduce the song and present to others, Mrs. Diana Booking. Diana, welcome to the show this evening. You're live on a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, but you're on live on your half-hour inspiration program. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. First of all, I want to say that I want to say welcome. And is this a good time for you where it's not stressful?
Well, yes, I was in the middle of juicing, which is what I do all day
okay.
long.
But I mean, can you stay with us for the next 18 minutes or so? Is that okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Is there anything?
All right.
Is this noise coming across?
It is. The studio here picks up every sound. But if it's a, we'll endure it. We will endure it if you're okay with that.
Yes, I am. I'm going to be finished in just a few minutes. It takes me to push
okay.
these dreams
right.
through
continue
the hopper.
All right, continue
I'm
to do
so
what
sorry.
You're doing. Okay, that's okay. Continue to do what you're doing as long as you can hear us and you can answer some questions that I throw out there to you. Is that all right?
That is absolutely fine.
Okay, let me just have a quick word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the young lady, Miss Diana Booker, that has come on tonight's program. Lord, you know what the situation is, and we're going to present that to our listening audience momentarily, and we ask that you would be with us and bless this occasion tonight, that the appeal will go out to the hearts and nature of the people who are listening around the world, and that as a result of that, blessings will be overflowed and overwhelmed for Diana Booker. And these and other blessings, we thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Let me just give a little background information here. Diana Booker lives out of Winter Haven, Florida. Is that right, Ms. Booker?
Well, that's close. It's Davenport, actually.
Oh, Davenport. Okay. All right. It's in the area of Winter Haven, Florida.
Exactly. For sure.
Right. She was diagnosed some years ago with breast cancer. And you want to just tell us what year that was and what method of treatment you used and where you are at the current time?
Okay, sure. I initially came up with breast cancer in 1997. I had a lumpectomy done to diagnose to see if it was malignant or benign. It came back malignant. The doctor wanted to go back in and take more tissue, do radiation, and also explore my lymph nodes surgically to see if the cancer had spread. But I declined, which he was extremely upset with me and told me I was going to die. I went to a health sanitarium for 30 days and returned home and continued therapy. He basically brought me as a client, a patient. And a year later, I was able to get more work done and diagnostic testing, and I came back extremely clear and no problems and had been in remission until 2012, in which I found a lump right around the site of the initial surgical surgery that was done on my breast. And so since then, I've been doing the Gerson therapy, which is a very strenuous, but it does keep you going. I'm at a point, though, where I need additional alternative therapy, which you cannot get here in the U.S., so you have to go to Mexico for that. And I'm trying to raise the funds now to go to Mexico.
Okay, so if I hear you correctly, you first were diagnosed in 1996 with 1996 or 97?
97.
97 with breast cancer. And yes. You chose, your doctor wanted to put you on an aggressive plan with other,
radiation.
I mean, traditional, yeah, mediation and stuff, I mean, radiation and stuff like that. But you chose to refuse that method of treatment, which, of course, bothered him, as you said, and he ultimately dropped you as a patient. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and
that's correct.
And now for the past 11 years,
15.
Past 11 years, has it been 15. 11 years? You, oh, 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay, you've been in remission up until
yes.
last year, 2012. Wow.
Exactly.
What were some of the things that you were doing with alternative therapy? I know you did mention briefly some of them.
Before.
I mean, did you change? Obviously, you changed your diet.
Well, that's kind of what's ironic is that when I came up with cancer, I had been a strict vegan for 10 years. But I had a really bad marriage in that my husband was an alcoholic and a serial adulterer, which caused me a lot of stress. And stress is a killer.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter how well you eat or what you're doing. If you're up under stress, it negates everything in your system. And so that is one reason why I came up with cancer.
Okay.
I have a genetically predisposition for it as well, seeing as my mother, my father, and my grandparents all died from cancer.
Okay. And so it's within the culture of your family.
Yes, very strongly.
Yeah. And in this case, on both sides, the mother and the father.
Yes.
You know, of course, I want to say that I'm sorry for the situation that you're having to deal with. And, you know, we are on this program, I'm committed to saying that we're not just going to pray for you. We're going to do something for you. I personally, you know, through this program, we're going to do something for you personally. And I'm also going to ask that you tell us what have you been doing now, currently, as a result of your finding that you have cancer. And I understand that you are married. And how is your husband being affected by all of this going on?
Well, I'm sure it's pretty stressful on him, especially since I wasn't able to continue working. He had to switch from being a tailor and go back out on the road trucking, which takes him away from the home for extended periods of time. So it's put a lot of stress actually on both of us, but, you know, it just caused me to be stronger in the Lord and to lean on him and to know without a shadow of a doubt that, you know, he has me and that nothing's coming my way unless he has okayed it. So therefore, I find strength from him to go through and endure whatever the trials that come my way because they're the workmen that's purifying my character. This whole process is very spiritual, not just physical, but it's also spiritual as well. And it builds you, it cleanses you, and it just it makes you a stronger person. And I know that what I'm going through is not just for me only, but it's also because there's going to be other people that once I am healed, I'm going to be able to help them walk this walk and show them
okay.
and help them to do it as well.
Amen. And I join in with you. You know, and of course, as you are, and momentarily we're going to have you give some information on where people can send donations. We're going to do that momentarily. But I just want you to know, I will offer this as a forum to you, you know, whether it's my Tuesday night show where we deal with relationships and the Friday night show. You can come on as often as you want, even if it's only for a couple of minutes and make an appeal. I can assure you we do it at the top of the hour. It will not
Amen.
Affect our regularly scheduled program. So just keep that in mind, Tuesdays and Fridays. Both shows are now airing at 7 o'clock. So
okay.
I did speak with you off the air. And you were telling me about the cost of the program in Mexico. This is your alternative therapy that you're seeking. Now, can you give us a breakdown on the cost from air travel, as much as you know of, to...
Well, I just recent there's been several programs I have been looking at, and the one I actually have on my website is the most expensive one, but it just came to my attention today from a cousin of mine that there was another facility in Mexico that's basically going to offer the same type of alternative therapy for a whole lot less. So that treatment would be $9,000 for 21 days of treatment, and then I would have to cover my own hotel, you know, airfare and food while I'm there. And the hotel is going to be $65 a day, so that's $1,365. I still have to find out the cost of the airfare from Orlando to San Diego International Airport. And then I'm sure there'll be a taxi ride from the airport to the facility, the clinic. And I still have to get the cost on that. But I'm estimating probably a good, say, $15,000 to cover it all.
Okay. So there was, you said that you just came across this one today. But prior to
yes.
What was the one costing you somewhere else?
Pardon me?
Prior to your discovery of this one today, this program today
mm-hmm.
that your cousin, I believe you said, told you about, where was
yes.
this other program, and what was the cost of that one?
The other program is in the same area of Tijuana, Mexico. It's $48,000.
$48,000?
Yes, $48,000. I would be staying at a hospital, and I wouldn't have to cover anything else once I got there, and for also the supplements that I would take back home with me after I would leave.
All right. So $15,000, is that going to cover pretty much the airfare, hotel, and the program?
I would think that it should, absolutely, because the greatest cost is $9,000 for the treatment. So I would think
okay.
the other $5,000 with the hotel, air, and other miscellaneous.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this question. Where is it that they can go to send funding for, you know, donations? And
okay,
are these tax-deductible donations?
Yes, I have there's a website called GoFundMe. So their web address will be www.gofundme.com/ help Diana fight cancer. She's straight into my website. And there you would see my story, and you could just, you know, click a button and donate.
Okay. All right. So once again, that's www.gofundme.com/help Diana, D-I-A-N-A, fight cancer. And that's what it would be. And once they get to that website, they will obviously see your story. Is your story on there?
Yes. My story's there. My picture's there. And, yeah, all the information is there, and then you can also link that website with Facebook. You know, you could click on Facebook and take the information from the website to your Facebook page, which would be great, Twitter, you know, and any other social network you'd like to post the information on and make this awareness to many people.
I admire your courage for standing out there and telling your story. Certainly you've told your story to me, and my heart certainly goes out to you. I admire the courage that you're presenting. What made you decide to go public with this and ask for funding? I know that a lot of times people, they have this pride that, you know, they want to help, but they just don't know how to go forward with it. What
Well, I guess I could call forth a bunch of cliches at this point, and desperate people do desperate things. And
yes.
when you want to live, pride goes out the door, you know. And this is about life, and we are all human beings. And we don't know what door is going to open before us and what path we're going to have to walk down and what it's going to be like. We don't know. And so, you know, why hide? There's nothing shameful to hide from, you know. That's just foolishness. It's just foolishness. You know, just let people know I'm a human being just like you are. I'm a flesh and blood, and we all have to be here for one another. And, you know, sometimes what I'm finding out as I walk, though, the trials that I go through, God is also using those trials to test other people to see how they're going to respond to you. So it's not so much about me sometimes as it is, it's going to be about when you hear this story, what will you do? That's too bad, and you just go head on. Or will you step out of your comfort zone to help someone else to get, whether you know them or not, we're all God's children. So God's no respecter of persons. He wants us all to be there for one another as sisters and brothers in Christ.
Right. As we said at the top, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, that, you know, tonight is we continue with our series, The Ten Commandments. And tonight I mentioned that I want to focus on, we've established that the first four commandments are about man's relationship to God. But tonight we're focusing on the remaining six commandments, which is man's relationship to his fellow man. And in this situation, we have another one of our brothers and sisters that happens to be Sister Diana Booker, and who's facing a crucial situation with the return of this cancer. And many of us who hear the stories, we don't really respond or react or take a proactive approach on it until it happens to either us or a family member, a close family member or a friend. So we're Diana chose to come on the air tonight, and she has this as a forum to come on anytime she wants to ask for proceeds that will help her. And she's given a website, www.gofundme.com/helpDianaFightCancer. And so, and as she said, she's using, God is not only, it's not just about her, but God is looking at other people, how we respond to this, and how we will look at life in terms of being our brother's keeper. And I mentioned that at the top of the hour. And nobody is exempt. Nobody is exempt. And certainly not only my heart goes out to you in my prayers, but we're going to be doing something. We're certainly going to be donating to this cause, this worthy cause as well. And if Diana is not on here, if we're going to be mentioning this over the air from time to time in our future broadcast. And you can certainly, if you need information, go to online at Dr. Jesse Walker, and I will forward you that. If you missed the email address, I will forward that to you, where to send donations. You're not sending any donations here to me or to this broadcast, but you will be sending it directly to where it can give the greatest support, and that's the website that Diana Booker has given you all. Diana, let me just ask you, how your spirit sounds to be really, really good. And we're 60 seconds from closing tonight. Your spirit, what keeps you going daily?
Pardon me?
What keeps you going? What keeps your spirit? What keeps you inspired?
Christ, my Savior. That's what keeps me going. And this whole ordeal I've had a deeper walk and relationship with him, which I'm so totally grateful for. And I believe this was just another way of him getting my attention, you know. And sometimes we get so busy with life, and God has to pull us to say, hey, this is where I want you. You know, you need to walk a little closer with me. And so I praise God for it. It is well with my soul. That's what I have to say about it all. It is well with my soul, because whether I live or die, I'm in Christ.
All right. Well, I just want to say we are out of time now, but you are certainly an inspiration to me. And, again, I say that not only are we going to be praying for you, but we're going to be making a donation for this worthy cause. We're out of time this evening. I
appreciate it so much.
No problem. We'll continue with this. We're out of time this evening, but those of you all that are listening around the world, please, please, we appeal to you all this evening to go to www.gofundme.com/helpDianaFightCancer. And you know what? It's not just about her, but she wants to be a testimony to help others that are facing similar situations. We're out of time tonight. Thank you all from around the world tuning into this broadcast. Join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you choose, of course, bypass us next Tuesday. Join us once again next Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for your half-hour inspiration program. Until then, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.
Amen.